From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Last week's strong windstorm caused over $4.5 million in damage around Vermont. That, according to the state emergency management officials who looked at the damage. And the assessment comes ahead of a planned visit from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which will determine whether the state qualifies for a federal disaster declaration. FEMA officials will start verifying storm damage tomorrow. The state is requesting a damage assessment in 10 of Vermont's 14 counties. If federal officials verify at least $1 million in public infrastructure damage, Vermont will qualify for a disaster declaration. After reaching an impasse during the vote to select a buyer for Burlington Telecom, the City Council approved a resolution asking the two finalists to consider forming a joint venture instead. The move came after the council tried twice to vote on a buyer for BT, and both times the vote was tied, 6 for the local cooperative Keep BT Local and 6 for Ting, a Canadian company. Representatives for the two groups said they would be willing to discuss the possibility of a partnership. Andy Montrose, the vice chair of the Keep BT Local board.
We don't know whether there's a place to go with this. We don't know what the end results would be, but having conversations and trying to see if there's a place for, you know, a mutual way to work through this is certainly an option that we'd be open to looking at.
Neither group made any firm commitments about what a joint venture might look like. Two groups have to submit any plans to the council by Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. If they submit a proposal, the council would need to approve it at their next meeting, which is next week. Vermont's Republican Party has selected Deb Bilodeau of Essex Junction as its new leader. Bilodeau is the former head of the Chittenden County GOP and helped lead President Donald Trump's campaign in the county. The party's executive director, Jeffrey Bartley, tells the Burlington Free Press that Bilodeau was elected on Saturday as chairwoman of the party. She replaces David Sunderland, who has served as chairman since 2013. He did not seek re-election. Bernie Sanders' stepdaughter is considering a run for mayor of Burlington. That's the same office that was the starting point for the independent U.S. senator's political career. Corina Driscoll is a former city council member and progressive state legislator. She said Monday she will make a decision by the end of the month. Democratic Mayor Moreau Weinberger is expected to seek re-election in March of 2018. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details. Periods of clouds north mixed with some intervals of sun. Intervals of sun south becoming mostly cloudy, though, with slight chance of showers far south. Highs upper 30s to low 40s north in the 40s south. Mostly cloudy tonight with cold temperatures, lows in the 20s north near 20 in the cold spots, upper 20s to low 30s south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.